Gray, Gray, Gray. Rosa Gu has been training for me overall. I made some adjustment to something that I need to do, and I feel that I did it really well, especially today. Only guy that I can say one hard hit was the one to the right hand, Ramos. Fastball down away, a sinker down away, he grabbed it really good. The other fly ball, I think it was a fly up. Oh, for some reason, the ball just went more than what I was expecting. I don't think he got good enough contact on that one. But, especially the swing on the lefty was, what I was looking for. Threw some good curveballs, threw some good fastball down and into to the lefties and down and away to the lefty also. So it was a good day for me.
Bon, can you feel your workouts and diet paying off?
Yeah. And not always, not only in the command, but Cervelli told me, like, in the last inning, hey, I want to see now the difference between the sinker and the four-seamer. And I told him, what do you mean? He's like, it's the same velocity. So it's not like you're throwing change, you're throwing sinkers. Same action, but, different velocity. I want to see the speed between sinkers and fastballs. So I told him, what am I with a sinker? It was a U-91, 92, like you usually do. That's where he loved it. I mean, he don't want me to go higher and down than on the sinker for some reason. I don't know why. If everyone wanted to throw hard. So he told me I'm 91, 92 on the sinker. He want to see some 94, 95 on the four-seamer. And I told him, I'm not going to throw the whole inning, but I can give you some so you can tell me. And sure we did. We throw a 94 and then throw a 95. And he told me that's what I want. That's what I want to see. That's what I want you to have in mind. The difference between the speed. You have the command is there. The breaking ball is there. Got good movement on the sinker. Change up is good. So just make sure we have or we understand where we need to change the speed. And, like I said, it was a good day overall for me.
How do you approach this final shortened start, before the season?
This one, to be honest, you always approach like, okay, this is it, you want to get ready for. I get three innings today, but the one that I put the most, it's not that I didn't put effort, I did put a lot of effort today, don't get me wrong, but the one I threw on the minor league side, especially when you're facing minor league hitters and you have 100 pitchers, and they're going to swing at everything, so you got to make sure that you locate your pitcher really well, you don't get hit. My focus that day was unbelievable. And like I said, today was good. I was all in on my game. But if I got to take one above, like the final one, I take the one and at the minor side. Just because, I know they're going to swing on everything and you got to make good pitches to get quick outs and stuff like that. But like I say, I came back here again and working what I need to work and I'm ready to go.
Are you still like working on sequences in
that
last
game? No, not anymore. Not anymore.
Not even in the minor league
out? No. The last one, no. I was pitching.
Just pitching.
Yeah. I gave up 2 runs today. I made a pitch, a good pitch on both of them was a good pitch. The infield in, got the blooper behind, second base, and I thought I make a good pitch to get a double play out and didn't get it, but it was a good pitch. I actually looked at Cervelli and said, don't worry, it's a good pitch. So, something that you're gonna adjust during the season, maybe the infield you're moving a little bit, you never know. But like I said, I make good pitches, a lot of good pitches, and, I take pride of that.
Now that you're kind of done with your spring, can you let yourself think about making that opening start?
Not yet, to be honest. We got 3 more days here, right? Ask me that question on Tuesday when we're in Philly. Now you got to get, mentally sharp too. You'll start thinking, but not like, okay, I got opening. One thing that I really worked my whole career was trying to, control the motion. Sometimes the guy asked me, you don't put a lot of effort. Yes, I put a lot of effort. I just don't let you see it, It's not that, okay, you have slow mechanic and, you take it. No, it's not easy. You just, create a habit and I don't let sometimes the game to speed it up on me. And it's something that may work for me a lot of time and hopefully continue to work. But still early for me to think about, I got to enjoy the one today, enjoy my day off tomorrow. Or not an off day, but, for a starter pitch, it's kind of like an off day. You don't have to do too much. And then after Tuesday, then you're really lacking. Okay, you got opening day in 2-3 days, and now it's time to go.
Vaughn, how tough will it be, though, for you to control that emotion?
It won't be tough. No. Especially because I had the opportunity last year at home. That was big for me. I haven't pitched the opening day here yet, but I wouldn't think it would be like the one especially they give it to you in front of your home crowd. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's amazing. And that's the one that I'm going to remember, even though I have an opening day in the first game of the season, but be able to do in front of your home crowd and see everybody pumped out, it's good to, it takes you some good memories.
Trevor was saying this morning he thinks this rotation could surprise some people.
I do believe it. I do believe in that. Said at the beginning of the spring, one thing that we have is that the guy have another year of experience, and they ask this year more than ever. They have asking a lot of questions. But you can see those guys pitching out there. Williams the other day in Minnesota threw 100 pitch in 5 innings. The first two was kind of tough, but he batted through. You see Chaco last time. You see the way the Glasnow's pitching. You see the way the Broad is pitching. Tylon pitched the other day like misses some, shape. And this is one of the things that you think about. That's why I said we're going to be in a good shape. We're going to be in a good place, especially if we have a good lineup. Everybody's healthy. You see Cervelli hitting homers. Like I said, we're not going to replay Koch, but Dickerson can put some good numbers on, overall, it's a good team. So I believe in each and every one of us. The bullpen is solid for me. Canto is a veteran. Rivera is right there. Feliz, guy that can strike out 3 guys in a row, and it's going to be amazing.